All right, praise the Lord. Happy New Year. Good to be in the house of God. Good to be saved. Good to have the joy unspeakable and the peace that passeth understanding abiding within our soul and in our body. It just gives me a blessing to know that the worst thing that happened to me be wake up in heaven, running up and down the streets of gold, and leaving footprints in heaven. Man, oh man, I'm glad that God has given us exceeding great, precious promises to us word. I'm glad not only to give them, but they're an inheritance that fadeth not away, reserved and kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All the promises in Him are yea and amen. Alright, our Sunday school lesson this morning, St. John chapter number 8, one of my favorite chapters, one of my favorite books of the Bible. We stopped last week at verse number 37, and I will reread that verse this morning because you can't just start in verse number 38. But before I read any of it, we'll ask God's blessing. Father, we thank You for the inspired, infallible, Lord, and errant Word of God. Lord, it's got zero omissions. It's got zero additions. Lord, it's Greek and Hebrew and English. I thank You for my King James Version of the Word of God. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, in this day of darkness that we still have the light of Your words to lead us, Lord, in the direction of righteousness. And we just pray, God, You'll open Your words to us even today. Yeah. Make the great truths, Lord, of Your words known today. And we'll give You the praise and glory for anything You do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus here has been in somewhat of a political dilemma here. And I'd kind of like to back up just a little bit to verse number 33. These Pharisees, not only are they seeking a quarrel with Jesus, and you can kind of pick up on that. They question His authority, His record of Himself. And they say in verse 33, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. They were more in bondage than anyone could even believe. I mean, they were truly slaves to their religion.
Yeah.
And the Lord here, in an effort to help them understand the difference between free and bondage, He says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, verse 36, ye shall be free indeed. They thought they were free, and a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But they were actually in bondage, and a lot of people are. And in this lesson today, Jesus went on after He said they could be free indeed. He said, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Now, He identified right there with the fact that this is His word, and it is, and He is the Word made flesh, which is mentioned also in the book of St. John chapter 1 verse 14. He says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. Did you notice two distinctions of fathers there? One spelt with a capital F, and the other one spelt with a minor F.
Yeah.
He's made a distinction here about who they're following and about who their father is, and He don't stop there. And in verse 39, they answered and said unto Him, Abraham is our father, again, small F. Jesus saith unto them, and I like this verse, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth. A lot of people aren't open to truth.
That's right.
I've heard a lot of statements, and I guess one that really stands out is they say, I want to go to a church where I can feel comfortable in. You know what? I wasn't comfortable in church till I got saved.
That's
That's right.
I remember that preacher got up there and he preached, and I got mad. I got real mad. I thought, my wife has told him everything I've ever done. And I was going to kick my wife's behind when we got home. And as he preached more, I got mad at him. And I thought, who does he think he is calling me a sinner? He wasn't preaching to me, but in my mind, I thought he was.
Yes.
In my mind, I thought my wife had told him some of the things I had done. But this word is a revealer. It exposes. It brings condemnation. It brings light into darkness.
Right.
And under the preaching, which God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, under this preaching and under this condemnation of the truth of the Word of God, I didn't feel comfortable. Now, I'll tell you right now, not only did I not feel comfortable, man, I wanted to get up and run out.
Yeah.
But I will say this, after I got saved, amen, glory. I mean, it made a difference when I was on the right side of the Word of God. I was on the saved side.
Yeah.
And I went from the condemnation side to the saved side.
Right.
And it made all the difference in the world. That's what's going on right here. Jesus says, "You seek to kill me," verse 40, "a man that have told you the truth."
Mm-hmm.
I know you've heard this just like I have. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And these no souls, how do you help them? These that have forgot so much, learned so little, but think they know it all, how can you help them? I mean, the Bible tells us to reason with them out of the Scriptures. They're not open to it. They stick their fingers in their ears, kind of like Peter said there, not Peter, but Stephen said there in Acts chapter 7, and he said, "You do always resist the Holy Ghost." You know, that's what's going on today. Resist. Resist.
Right. Yeah.
Resist.
Yeah.
Resist. This never Trump. And you know, I hate to bring Trump in this, but it kind of coincides with this. They have rejected Jesus just like they have rejected Trump.
Right.
And since that rejection has happened, anything Jesus says is not relevant. Anything Trump does or says, it's not relevant. And Jesus says, "I told you the truth, which I have heard of God." He said, "I'll tell you where I got it. I heard it from the Father."
That's right.
He said, "This did not Abraham." Now, buddy, you talking about putting the finger on the problem. Verse 41, Jesus said, "Ye do the deeds of your father." Now, there's no getting around this statement right here. I mean, he is pretty much point blank told them their problem.
Yeah.
"Then said they unto him," now this is a very sarcastic statement here, "we be not born of fornication." Now they're accusing him of being born by Mary through fornication.
Yeah.
Not a fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 7, where it says the Lord will give you a sign, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and ye shall call his name Emmanuel. But they're not quoting that verse. They said, "We weren't born of fornication." They're saying, "We're above you. We're from a legitimate father and mother. We were born different than you, and you're trying to tell us our problems." Now, this is a sarcastic and an untrue statement. And they said it anyway. And they said, "We have one Father, even God." That is a true statement. But it wasn't true concerning them.
Right.
Now, if that was true concerning them, that'd be wonderful. They said it right. Jesus said unto them, this is kind of over their head, but Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. You see, that's a problem of religion today.
Yeah.
All these wars, wrong father. All these beheadings, wrong father. All this church shooting, wrong father.
Right.
All this torture, imprisonment, all of this, and I have read about a lot of it and heard about a lot of it through Richard Rembrandt's book, Torture for Christ. If they've got the wrong father, they'll do the wrong thing. Even Saul, before he became Paul, thought he was doing God's service. I mean, here he is, he says. And he said this about Israel in Romans chapter 10. He said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Right.
He said, for I bear them record, they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. That's what he was. He was Saul the persecutor. He had petitions in his hand as he was journeying towards Damascus, and he's breathing out threatenings like, I'm coming, who's going to stop me? And ran head on into Jesus.
Yes.
And all of a sudden reality set in, and he had to throw everything he had away for Christ. And then he became, Bible said, immediately he preached Christ. He became a preacher about the very thing he was trying to destroy, and they started trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Immediately they sought to kill him. Well, Jesus here, he said, if God were your father, that's the biggest problem with religion today, is they've got the wrong father. You know, I preached a message one time, I think the name of it was Steps to Salvation. No, I'll say it wasn't it. Let's see, the first thing to do to be saved is admit you're lost.
Right.
Admit you need to be saved.
Yes.
Come to the only one that can save. Confess that you're a sinner and call upon him that's rich in mercy. All that call upon him. But until you get saved, you can't do anything. That's the first step, is get saved.
That's it.
Jesus told Nicodemus, except you be born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. And they have no knowledge of what we take for granted. And the problem is they got the wrong father. Jesus said, if God were your father, ye would love me. And the world hates Jesus. This morning, I was looking on the internet, and I do a lot of it. I shouldn't, but I do. Probably a wasted cause. But there's an artist drawing,
yeah,
of a cross that was left after the destruction of the Twin Towers. And they said that photograph, that drawing of this artist, is unconstitutional. This Freedom From Religion says it's unconstitutional and it needs to be removed. Well, since they said it's unconstitutional, I decided I'd take the Constitution and show that they were unconstitutional.
Yeah.
First of all, how can you have freedom of religion, Article 1 of the Constitution, free exercise of religion, Congress shall make no law forbidding the free exercise of religion. And then, second of all, how can you have the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion, how can they coexist? They're opposites. How can they occupy the same space? My constitutional right says I've got the freedom of religion, so how can they have the constitutional right of the freedom from religion when it says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion or prohibiting any assembly or anything like that? The Article 1 of the Constitution is my constitutional right for religion.
That's it.
So anyway, it's a waste of time, but their effort is unconstitutional. And the reason they got a problem with that artist's drawing is because they got the wrong father.
Yeah.
The reason this problem's going on in this lesson this morning is because these Pharisees have got the wrong father. And when you got the wrong father, you'll have the wrong reaction when the Lord here speaking with them. And you know, He took a lot of time. Good morning, Sister Sharon. Happy New Year. He took a lot of time with these Pharisees. I like this chapter. He didn't just brush it off. When He said, verse 41, "Ye do the deeds of your father," now that may have went over their head.
Yeah.
Because their answer was, then said they to Him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." He took a little further and said unto them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but He sent me." Mm-hmm. He says, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." You see, the problem is they have eyes, but they can't see.
Yeah.
They have ears, but they can't hear. They have a heart, but they can't believe. Right. And the reason for all of that is because they've got the wrong father.
Right.
When you get the right father. I heard a story about a little boy one time that had a litter of kittens that had just been born. And this certain preacher come by with these kittens here.
43.
Yeah. John chapter 8. This certain preacher come by. And this little boy had these kittens that just been born. He said, "Young man, what kind of kittens are them?" And he said, "Them certain kittens." I ain't going to blow no rocks this morning. My goal this year is try to be nice. I did say try to be. But he went and got his buddy. He said, "I've got a young man I want you to meet. I'm pretty proud of him." Because he said them were certain kittens. So he got his friend and they found this boy. And he said, "Tell him what kind of kittens them are." He said, "Them's Baptist kittens, sir." He said, "I thought you said they so-and-so." He said, "That's for to get the eyes open." But you know what I mean? Salvation is an eye-opening thing. It allows you to see things that you didn't see before. It allows you to hear things that you didn't hear before and to know things that were out of your reach before. And Jesus said, "If God were your Father, you'd love me." And He says, "You can't understand my speech because you can't hear my word." Now verse 44 is probably the best verse in this whole chapter because He's not beating around the bush here. He tells them point blank, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." He was a murderer. I'm going to come back to this verse. I'm going to go ahead and read it all. "He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it." There's a lot of doctrine in that verse right there.
Yeah, they are.
There's a lot of problems in our country. 99% of them can be solved if we just had the right father. But when you got some that think they're of God and actually they're not, and it don't take me too long to prove my point.
That's right.
You know, I don't really got no problem with LGBTQRSTURWXYZ. As long as they're willing to sit on the front row, if they can handle the heat, I can handle them.
That's right.
You know why they're not here? Because they don't want to hear truth.
That's right.
You know why they're afraid to come here? Because they know they'll be exposed.
That's right.
That's one thing about it, see? I got the Word of God, it's not dull. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
It cuts to the asunder of bone and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It reproves, it rebukes, it exhorts. I don't care if they're a murderer. I don't care if they're a serial rapist. I don't care if they're a child molester. You bring them over here, God's Word will straighten them out. Mm-hmm. Now they'll get up. I've seen a lot of them do it. Get up and run out cursing. Why do they do it? Because they can't handle it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But you get good and saved, and I mean it's sick of everything. Glory. Mm-hmm. It's different. But until you get good and saved, you got this problem that Jesus says here. He says, "Boys, You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. One of the biggest problems in this world today is the lust problem.
Yes.
Do y'all know this? The reason why they don't want to put the border wall up is 75% of our government is homosexuals or lesbians. They've got to have a continual flow of victims. They don't care, young, old, they don't care, male, female, they don't really care. So if that wall were to go up, there couldn't be no more child trafficking. And that's not all of it, but that's part of it. There couldn't be no more abusing. And I know you know you can name one church that right now is under scrutiny about abusing little boys.
Yeah.
But anyway, that goes on in America. And somehow or another, we turn our head the other way and act like it ain't there. And that's really not going to work very much longer. This thing's on a head-on course with being exposed. When it is exposed, while the Antichrist, which according to Daniel chapter 7, verse 37, I believe he's going to be a homosexual, because the Bible says he won't have any desire towards women. I can't imagine a man, if he's like Elijah, a man of like passion, I can't imagine him not having any desire towards women. But the Bible distinctly says, and it's talking about the Antichrist in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, it talks about that he will have no desire towards women. That makes me think that maybe the Antichrist might be homosexual. Yeah. Now, we just went through a presidency in America, and for some reason or another, they painted the White House red, white, and blue. I think that was kind of the writing on the wall about this great country. Now, Jesus made a lot of statements, but one statement he talked about, how do you spoil a strong man's house? He said you have to bind him first, and then you can spoil his house. And I do believe politically we've been bound. Yeah. But that wall, there's more to that wall than $5 billion. And I know I'm telling you the truth. There's drugs, which is pretty much a lot of income. A lot of people are in on that. They got the wrong father, got the wrong lust. But there's child trafficking. Terrible. Going on because there's no border wall up. The Bible talks about little children, said their heritage from the Lord, further wounds his reward. I can't imagine how God feels about that. But the problem is, not only they got the wrong father, they got the wrong lust. The reason they got the wrong lust is because they got the wrong father. Your lust will be in order if you got the right father.
Right.
The Bible talks about bringing your body in subjection. And you can't do that unless you got the right father. Oh my. Said he was a murderer from the beginning. Now that's talking about Cain. He was of that wicked one, slew his brother. Wherefore slew him? Because his brother's works was righteous and his was evil. Which pretty much tells you why Cain slew his brother Abel. That's mentioned in 1 John. I believe it's 1 John chapter 3, I think. I ought to put that on there where somebody listening to this tape can get it. First John chapter 3, verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Now Jesus here talking about their father, the devil. He said the devil was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. He describing why Cain, the very first murder in the Bible is where Cain killed his brother. And the Lord here says that the devil was a murderer from the beginning. It says Cain was of that wicked one. I mean, I tell people, do the math, not the meth. It's easy to see Cain gave place to the devil, and by giving the place he gave to the devil, he done the lust of his father, the devil, and killed his own brother. It goes on today.
That's right.
He abode not in the truth. He wasn't interested in truth. because there's no truth in him. And when the devil speaks a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. The very first lie told in the Bible takes place in Genesis chapter 3. And the devil there in typology as a serpent comes to Eve. And, he don't really change the Word of God that much. He comes to Eve and says, "Yea, have God said ye should not eat of all the trees of the garden of Eden?" Or maybe the garden of God. I believe it's the garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Let's go back there. One thing I don't want to do is correct the Word of God. I want to use great plainness of speech when I'm teaching or preaching. But the devil comes to Eve and he throws out, it's kind of like the very first commercial. He says, "Yea, have God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." There it is, clear it up. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 3. "The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said." That's good enough right there.
Yes.
"Ye shall not eat of it." Now she went a little further because she showed she really didn't know much about the Word of God. A lot of people do that. They add to and everything else. God tell them not to eat of it. He said, "For in the day ye eat thereof, you shall surely die." That's what was told Adam. That's found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. When God's given Adam the commandment, the one commandment, he said, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." That's pretty clear. Well, Eve here, she kind of muddied it up a little bit. And she said, "God has said you should not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now, she got the most part of that right. Don't eat, you go to die. And the serpent said unto her, or he said unto the woman, notice how much he changed it. One word.
Yeah.
"Ye shall not surely die." That one word "not" overthrew, if she had any faith, overthrew her faith. And when he says, "Ye shall not surely die," he goes on to say, "For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, gave to her husband, whither he did eat. We'll stop right there. But the Lord talked about he was a liar and the father of it. He told the first lie.
Yeah.
Now, I believe you could probably go back even further than that, because the Bible mentions in Revelation chapter 12 that the tail of the serpent drew one third of the angels from heaven, so he lied to them too. Now, how can you deceive someone that's in heaven, that's seen God, that's heard God firsthand? And yet the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, let's read verse 3 and 4. "There appeared a wonder in heaven, behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven."
Yeah.
"And did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman." I want to stop right there, because listen, I'll tell you how severe that was to believe that lie that the devil told. Two places I want to read here. Jude, it's only one chapter, verse 6. "And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he have reserved in the everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." That's Jude chapter, verse 6. But look here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. "For if God spared not the angels that sinned..." See, they believed that lie.
Yeah.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell..." I got a guy I work with, he claims to be a Jehovah's Witness. I said, "What do you think that means, Gehenna?" And he's kind of speechless. I said, "Where do you think he cast these angels to?" And he really don't know what to say. You see, they just take in part what they want to believe. You know, they don't want to believe the whole. They just want to believe in part what they want to believe and leave the rest out. But I said, look here. He cast them, these angels, down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. This liar, which is the devil, not only is he the father of it, but he brought the downfall of one third of the angels of heaven. He brought the downfall of Adam and Eve, and that curse that came upon Adam, that also came upon Cain. I'll throw this in here, and I can't take the Bible and prove this. So take this with a grain of salt. Take it to whatever you want it to be. I'm scared. Well, yeah, that's the best way to say it. I'm afraid to not turn thanks over what I eat.
Yeah.
It's got two curses on it. Bible said in everything, giving thanks unto God. Jesus, He blessed them two fishes and five barley loaves, then He fed the multitude.
Yeah.
5,000 besides women and children. The reason I said I'm just throwing this out there, I can't prove this, but I believe a lot of the sickness, a lot of the cancer, a lot of the things that we're plagued with, I believe, proceeds from not asking God to bless, which in my opinion would offset the curse that's upon what we bring in our body by way of food or drink or whatever. I'd be afraid not to, knowing for sure that it's got two curses already on it. And that's something you can do, don't have to do, whatever. Me, I want to turn thanks every time I eat anything.
Right.
And, you know, that might not be surefire, but it sure won't hurt nothing. I can tell you that for sure. Turn thanks over whatever you eat. I think it'll, in the long run, you'll be glad you did. I think a lot of people are suffering a lot of things because they eat something that had been cursed and didn't ask God to take away the curse before they consumed it.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to. That's not etched in stone. That's kind of some of Eddie's theology there. But the Bible talks about their father. And the Lord didn't hold back no punches. He said, ye, which is the plural of you, or in other words, all of you, are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father, all of you will do, is what that word ye means, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Now Jesus didn't stop there. He went on to verse 45, because I tell you the truth, ye, or in other words, all of you, believe me not.
Right.
Now they had a choice or a chance right there to receive the truth, just like everybody does. He says, verse 46, which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Now see, they accused him up here of being born of fornication.
Yeah.
In verse 41. And he says, prove it. You know, there's a lot of accusations. I can't stop no one from accusing me of something. Sometimes I can't even defend myself on the day. It's their word against mine.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said, receive not an accusation against an elder, except for two or three witnesses. But let's just take, for instance, somebody said, Eddie Wade, and that Stormy Daniels. You know, I heard about this, and you know, it just spreads like wildfire. You know how it is, bad news travel faster than good news, some or another. But it's an accusation. Now, I'll give it in real terms here. I got called into the pastor's office one time. My pastor, I love him, still love him very much. Prayed with him last night. He said, Eddie, I need to talk with you. We went to the pastor's office. He shut the door. And I thought, okay. He said, somebody seen you with another woman. I said, well, Brother Rick, that's news to me. He said, don't matter. They seen you with her. I said, well, it seemed like I ought to know something about it. He said, well, they seen you with her. I said, you're going to have to be a little bit more explicit here. I ain't got a clue what you're talking about. That's all I can do. is deny what I know is not true.
Right.
But he believed it's true.
Yeah.
They believed it's true because they went, I know who it was. I have no axe to grind here. It was an honest mistake. Brother Jerry, they picked my pastor. He said, they seen you with her at Goodwill. And I grinned. I said, Brother Rick, that's my daughter. See what I mean? That's how it can happen. So anytime like somebody brings an accusation against me, against Brother Jerry, against Brother Ed, or Karen, or Sharon, or Carolyn, take it with a grain of salt. At least give it the benefit of the doubt. Don't jump off the cliff
right
at everything you hear.
Right.
You know, the Bible said Mary kept these sayings in her heart and she pondered upon. Give it a little while anyway.
Right.
Sometimes these things work themselves out. But anyway, he said, I tell you the truth, and you believe me not. He said, which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He's got them right here.
Yeah, he does.
He said, he that is of God heareth God's words. Now, they didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, I found your problem. You're not of God. You put on a pretty good show. You fool about everyone except me. And you know what? Something, you hear this terminology, fake news. When real news shows up alongside fake news, guess what happened to fake news? It just disappears.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Jesus was real. They were fake. He made them look bad. They hated him for that very reason, because if they could get rid of him, they could look good again. You see what I mean?
Right.
So he tells them here, he said, he that's of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now they didn't like that. They needed it, but they didn't like it. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Now this is the second accusation they brought against him. The first one was him being born of fornication in verse 41. Now they're accusing him in verse 48 of being a Samaritan, which is a half-breed of a Jew. And they accuse him also of having a devil. Like I said about accusations, you're going to get them. They're a dime a dozen. You're going to get them at home, at work. I don't know how many times my wife accused me of her car keys. I said, honey, I ain't seen them. And she's got them in her hand most of the time. I said, have you looked in your hand? You know what I mean? I'm sitting there thinking, okay, how come I got to be guilty every night? Why is it always got to be me? I know you have them. You know, I'll lift something out, and I do some now, leave something. I'll admit if I'm wrong. Ain't that strange? If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I don't like it, but I will. If I'm wrong, I'll say, hey, I'm wrong. I'll make a mistake every now and then. As hard as it is to believe, I'll make them. But anyway, they're accusing him of things that ain't true. He's telling them things that are true about them. They're in denial. And a lot of people, to get out of being accused of something that's true, they'll try to draw attention away from themselves. Hint. As long as all the attention is upon President Donald Trump, you can get away with murder.
That's right.
You can kill 100 people and it won't even make the news. But a woman can call him a blank to blank blank. We're going to impeach the blank to blank blank, and that's all that's on there. I mean, I heard Greg on Fox News. I can't think of his last name. He's kind of a comedian.
Gutfeld.
Thank you. Greg Gutfeld. He said, what they don't understand is, if Trump ever loses his job, they'll lose their job.
That's right.
And he said, most likely, he said, they'll have to have somewhere to live, and it'll belong to Trump, and they'll have to live somewhere that belongs to him and pay him money to live. I thought that was a pretty good analogy.
Yeah.
But here they are, you know, they're accusing him of everything. But the reason they are is to draw attention. Morning, Brother Danny. Draw attention away from their own problems. And, you know, it don't have to necessarily be true. If you're good enough at delivering it, Hillary Clinton made this statement. I didn't think it was very becoming of her to make this statement, but she did. I actually heard her say it live on public TV. Hillary Clinton said, "Let no crisis go to waste."
Yeah.
Now, you may not get that on the train, maybe on slow trains, but what she's saying is take advantage of every opportunity you can.
Yeah.
To make the best of it. That's not really good. When something's bad, you can hide a lot of stuff on the rug because it's taking the platform of the moment. She said, "Let no crisis go to waste." I'll get out of these politics here. But they said that he was a Samaritan and had a devil. Jesus answered, verse 49, "I have not a devil." He made the devil. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
I believe it was that son of that Samaritan. Hold on a minute here. Certain son of. Well, all right. Eddie done gone, brain dead. Certain sons of Sceva, I believe that's right. Yeah, took it on themselves to cast out a devil out of a man. And the devil that was in that man said, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye?"
Yeah.
Seven sons of one Cepha. That's what I was trying to spit out. They left that house, by the way, wounded naked. And that was brought on too by their own ignorance. But Jesus said, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory." Boy, if you could do that, that would be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to my daughter this morning. I was talking about going to church. And I said, "Melina, I said, I go to church to hear songs about Jesus. I said, I go to church to hear messages about Jesus. I said, I go to church to worship Jesus. And I said, honey, when it ain't about Jesus, I'll stay home. But right now, I've got a reason. There's a reason I go to church. And it's about Him. I like to see Him lifted up. Anytime you want to raise your hand, Brother Eddie, can I just praise the Lord for saving me, for loving me? Anytime you want to do that, I don't care what time it is. There's always room for that."
Yes.
It's about Jesus. The whole thing is about Jesus. And that's why I come. Man, I love it. I'm more Him, less of me. Jesus said, "I seek not my own glory, but there's one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death." Now, what he said is true.
Mm-hmm.
But listen how they answer what he just said. Let's see, we've got about 10 minutes here. "Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead. And the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself?" Jesus again, with some degree of humor, Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom ye say that He is your God. Ye have not known Him, but I know Him. And if I should say," it's pretty good, get this, "if I should say I know Him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know Him and keep His sayings. Your father Abraham," which is about all they've got to stand on, if you'll notice.
Yeah.
"We be Abraham's seed, never in bondage to any man." And here he's the very thing that they used to stand on. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now he's taken away their only refuge. They said, "We be Abraham's seed, never bondage to any man." And they answered, said, "Abraham's our father," verse 39. And here they're claiming, you know, that their father Abraham is dead here in the verse 53 and claiming he's got a devil because Abraham is dead. Then said the Jews unto him, after he said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day," and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art yet 50 years old." Now Jesus only lived to be 33 and a half years.
Yeah.
So he's nowhere close to 50 years old. They said, "Thou art yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Hey, that's a pretty good question.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a pretty good answer. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily," which means of the truth, "I say unto you, before Abraham was,
I am."
He said he's a was and I'm an am.
That's right.
And he's before all things, and by him all things consist, Colossians chapter 1 says. Then took they, because he's took away everything they've got to stand on.
Yep.
Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. You know, the reason he was able to do that, if you know very much Bible, you look in Isaiah chapter 53, and you know, you'd think, you know, that he would really stand out. But in Isaiah 53, verse 2, "For he shall go up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form, nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him." He's just as normal as right. Normal could be.
Right.
Being in that capacity, he was able to walk right through the midst of them, and they didn't even know it.
No.
But oh my, they had no advantage over him, and when his time came, he gave himself into the hands of sinners. And I really like this chapter, John chapter 8. I was surprised they was able to finish it, but I also rejoice they was able to finish it, because that's some pretty good territory right there. We'll stop right there.